Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings give us an invitation to avoid unnecessary worries by putting our trust in the love and providential care of a loving and merciful God. Today's first reading is one of the most touching expressions of God's love in the Bible. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord God asked the rhetorical question, "Can a mother forget her infant?" and gives his solemn pledge, "I will never forget you." The Lord God reminds Israel that even the best of human love is only a shadow of God's eternal, life-giving love for his people. Today's responsorial psalm also invites us to hope and rest in the strength and providence of a loving God. In the second reading, St. Paul instructs the Corinthians that instead of worrying about who baptized them and judging him or other preachers, they are to bear witness to Christ and his gospel by their lives. In the first part of today's gospel, Jesus emphasizes the impossibility of serving two opposed masters, namely God and riches. Human beings' ultimate goal and master is God. Only when we share them with the needy people. Hence, Jesus calls us to a detachment from material goods and a life of simplicity and dependence on God. Then Jesus exhorts his disciples to avoid unnecessary worries. Worry is a pagan or an irreligious attitude of those who don't believe in a loving and providing God. In nature, other creatures like birds work hard for their daily food, but they don't worry about tomorrows. Worry is useless because we cannot increase even an inch of height by days of worrying. Worry is also injurious to the health, causing physical and mental problems and illness. As we know, we are in the first part of ordinary time. We have been listening last few weeks gospel reading from Sermon on the Mount, that is the teaching mission of Jesus. Today, Jesus teaches us not to worry. So, there is a story about a teaching ministry of a priest. Once a pastor found out that all his parishioners are lying. So he told his congregation, "Next week, I plan to preach about the sin of lying. To help you understand my sermon better, I want you all to read Gospel of Mark chapter 17. The following Sunday, as he prepared to deliver his sermon, the priest asked for a show of hands. He wanted to know how many had read Gospel of Mark chapter 17. Every hand went up. The priest smiled and said, Mark has only 16 chapters. And he said, I will now proceed with my sermon on the sin of lying. Dear friends, the life messages that we are asked to learn, Jesus teaches us not to worry. We need to avoid worry. By trusting in the providing care of a loving God, by acquiring the art of living one day at a time in God's presence, by seeking God's kingdom and doing His will every day, living a righteous life and serving others as best as we can. We need to live one day at a time. Here are the three simple steps. First, we start the day with God by offering Him the day's work for His glory, thus transforming all our work into prayers. Then we ask for a 24-hour full activation of the Holy Spirit so that we may do good for others and avoid evil. In the second step, we live realizing God's presence in everyone we meet and renewing our awareness of God's presence by saying some small prayers. Taking the third step, we end each day with God. Before we go to sleep, we say, Thank you, Lord, for walking through this day with me. I have wounded my soul today by my sins. Please pardon me. With your grace, I shall be more faithful tomorrow. Good night, Lord. Into your hands I give my spirit and my sleep. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.